You are listening to Keep It Real with Terry and Sonny. And once again, this is Sonny. Last time I said my name wrong. That's rude. It's Sonny and me. That's Sonny. Of course, I got to be Terry, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we're in for another episode. Another. You know, I used to watch, when I first got saved, I used to watch the Superbook and The Flying House.
Come on.
They all had adventures. And so that's what I'm thinking about. We had another episode and another adventure in the Bible. You know?
Exactly. I remember that.
I used to watch that when I first got saved.
Yeah, I don't think I ever seen the first one. Not the Flying House. I've seen the new ones now, but I don't think I've ever seen the one with the Flying House.
Yeah, whole different generation.
Yeah, it's all high tech now.
Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about, I just titled prayer, okay? Because I mean, prayer is like everything else in the Bible. It's deep. It's got a lot to say about prayer, and you can approach it in different ways. So I just instead of coming out with a different saying, I'll just say prayer. Okay. All right. And we'll talk about prayer. I got a few scriptures we're going to talk about, and we're just going to throw them on the table and we're going to talk about it. And we're just going to discuss them,
going to come up scrambled.
Yeah, okay. When you said that, I thought about that guy. What's that guy that they used to try to shoot Bugs Bunny all the time?
Elfa.
Yeah. I don't know why. When you said that, I thought about that. I used to watch that too.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell you what, those cartoons were good in those days.
Yeah. I'm telling them myself. You know, say, wait a minute, he's a violence, man. Well, yeah, but the thing was, he never killed Bugs Bunny.
No.
He always hurt himself with something. He tried to kill an animal, but he always got hurt or something.
Yeah, same thing with the Wile E. Coyote. Yeah. You never seen him sitting out eating Roadrunner Flash. Right. You never seen that. You know what I'm saying? Because he never could catch him. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's some kind of spiritual thing, if you really look
at it. Well, you know, I stopped and think about it. You know, if you don't never get the prize, it kind of gets discouraging, you know, after a while.
Yeah, but, you know, you're trying to hurt somebody and it falls back on you. That's just biblical.
Yeah,
you know, so that's what, you know.
So watch cartoons. It's good biblical.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah. All right. It's like that coyote. You know, I really think he was a Christian and God protected him.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes he's like the accordion.
Why was the roadrunner? Huh? Well, one of them. Okay. All right. Let's get back on prayer. we just took a little detour. You know, back in the day. You know.
Exactly. That's good.
All right. Okay. The title's prayer. Okay. And our first scripture is going to be in 1 John 5:14-15. All right. And the word of God says, and this is the confidence that we have towards him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. So that's the first one, right? It's a prayer that you got to have confidence. Now you have to get, you know, and how you get that confidence is by spending time with God, but it's in his word, you know. The only way you're going to get to know God is in his word, you know. And the
Roman soldier in the Bible talks about, Jesus talks about, and when he told him, he said that, you know, you don't need to go there. You just give the word.
Right.
And he said, I know it's going to be done because I said, I'm a man under authority.
Right.
And because I'm a man under authority, I know if I tell somebody to do something, they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. And you see, he had that confidence. And Jesus said that was great faith.
Mm-hmm.
He said he ain't, because he had the confidence knowing that which he asked and that which he said was going to be done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you know, that's how God wants us to be. You know, God wants us to believe, and not only to ask him for things, but to believe him that when we ask for things, he's going to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the best way to get your prayers answered is to pray prayers that are in line up with the Word of God.
And that's his will.
You know what I'm saying? In his will. Because if you ask something in his will, you can have the confidence in knowing that he's going to do it. Amen. Because he's something he wants to do already.
Right.
But he needs you to speak it out. You know, speak things out.
Yeah. I mean, because that's why, you know, you get saved. And that's just really the beginning. I mean, you save and you go, okay, and you got and you get a ticket to go to heaven. But I mean, as long as you live on this earth, you know, there's a lot more. It's just like just the beginning of your life with God. And so if we get in the Word, you know, there's so much in the Word. There's so many promises. There's so many everything that we need to know is in the Word, and everything we need to know about God. You know, and all the thing about God and how he loves us and how he gives us the best and he wants to give, you just gotta read the Word, and that Word is what you pray.
Right.
That's the answer, you know, and that's what God wants to hear. I mean, you don't want to go to God with a request and just you know, say something. Put it this way: if you say it and it's against His Word, you don't even hear it. He's not going to answer it, right?
Well, I don't think he's going to do it. And especially not if it's not even his work. It doesn't align with the character of God. Right. Sure.
According to the scripture, that's what it says. It says, you know, that, you know, you got to ask according to his will, you know?
Right.
And
when you do that, and when you ask according to his will, and you can be confident to knowing that he's going to answer your prayer.
Right.
So you don't have to, like we've been talking about we was talking about the last couple of messages, if you haven't watched them, about finances and everything.
Right.
It's like when we was talking about the seed, planting the seed in the ground. Mm-hmm. When we plant the seed in the ground, you can be confident to know if it rains on it and it gets water and it's in the soil, you are pretty confident to know that the seed's going to come back up. Amen. And it's going to make something.
Right, right.
And the same way when we ask God for stuff.
Right.
God said he's a good God and he knows how to give his children good gifts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when we ask God for things, we can be confident in it. But prayer also goes deeper than that.
It's
not just an asking thing. Right. It's a relationship thing.
Yeah, a relationship. Right.
And when you get into that relationship part of prayer and you're conversing back and forth, you know, the thing that God wants the most in your prayer life is not just asking for stuff. The thing God wants most in his prayer life is you talking with him.
Yeah,
talking with him, just like you talk to your friends, your spouse, anybody else. You have that kind of relationship.
Right.
That's a prayer life.
Yeah, but think about it. If I always come to you and I say, "Hey, Sonny, can you give me this? Hey, Sonny, I want that. Can you have me that? Can
Terry
you
do that?" Terry's asking something again.
What kind of friend? What kind of friend are you?
Exactly. That would be okay for a while, but
yeah,
for
a little while,
it'd probably get
while.
Tedious.
But it's the same thing with God. I mean, if you keep going to God,
right?
You know, and it's, you know, it's because in prayer there's so many other things you need to do. I mean, that's one of them. Okay.
Right.
And really confident. You know, it's an ongoing prayer life. You know. And that's your source of your confidence. You know?
Right.
It's not just being in the Word and you're learning everything.
Right.
It's also spending the time with God and prayer.
You know,
there's
two
things you got to do. You know?
I watched a video. It was on St. Patrick. You ever heard of St. Patrick?
I might have. I don't remember it like that. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, he's the one that St. Patrick's Day was named after and everything.
I don't know.
They was talking about, I was watching it in his video and everything, and they were showing how his relationship changed with God. You see, when he had at the beginning of the video, when he was praying and everything, he said, "Oh God, save me," and everything, because when he was getting captured and everything, you know, he knew, like you say, he knew of God, because he would ask God to help him and save him.
Right.
But when he was a slave, he became a slave in Ireland, and became a slave. When he was a slave, that's when he got to know God. That's when he was walking, he would say, "Thank God that you're all around me." He was taking care of sheep and he was by himself. He didn't have nobody.
Okay.
So the only human being he had conversation with was Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So he was steady conversing with him the whole time, talking with him like just like he was there.
Wow. Well,
and he'd been standing around the side of him. He was having that relationship and everything. Well, that eventually changed him to where God, he got so comfortable hearing God that God told him, "Okay, I want you to take off and run down this cliff and go to this boat over here, and the boat would be there to pick you up." And he wound up getting free because of that. You know what I'm saying? But you see, a lot of people, like Dave Ramsey, said the same thing. He knew of God, when he was on his way up.
Right.
But he really got to know God, on his way down. Well, yeah. And because see, that's when you get that prayer life. And that prayer life.
Yeah, prayer life. Yeah.
That's when you get to know God.
Yeah. And like,
because you're talking to him. You're relating to him.
Yeah. And that's, it says at the beginning of the scripture, it says, and this is the confidence that we have towards him. Who? God.
Exactly.
You know? And that confidence is because we know the source. We know the source. We know God's the source. So if we develop prayer life and go to God, he's the source of everything.
Exactly.
You know, you're gonna build up that confidence, okay? So it takes being in the Word, and it takes prayer.
Prayer,
you know?
Exactly.
And the two of them together, because I know a lot of people in the Word a lot, and they do, and I'm not saying they don't do okay, but then they don't hardly pray, okay? And you got people that pray, but they're not in the Word as much. But right. Do both of them and get them both together, and that's a strong relationship, you know? You'll have a real strong confidence that I know God's going to hear me because I spend this time, I got the relationship. It becomes a love relationship.
Right,
you know?
Right. And the Word balances out the prayers, because if you're not reading the Word,
you got to know the Word.
Because what happens is, if not, you get goofy, for lack of a better word.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying? Because you just get off into some stuff that's not even doctrine no more. Because the Bible said the heart of a man is exceedingly wicked.
Right, right.
And you know, in your heart, your flesh is just wicked.
Yeah.
But and you need the Word to bring you back around and balance you, keep you off.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to this little girl in my class. She's only like 8 years old, maybe, but she wants to pray with people.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably has an extraordinary gift to be able to do that. Because look, for you to be 8 years old and you want to pray with people, you got a gift inside of you.
You got to
come out and ask about that.
Faith of a child, you know?
Exactly. So she's got a gift to be praying with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, look, I said, I don't have a problem with it. I want you to do that. But before you do that, I want you to start reading the Bible.
Wow.
I want you to read the Bible every day, and I want you to journal what you're reading.
Wow.
And she asked me, well, she said, why you want me to do that? I said, because you can't tell people what God's saying unless you can hear what God's saying.
That's right. That's
and
right.
You can't hear what God's saying unless you're opening up the Word.
Right.
Because this is God's words right here.
That's right. And that's going to check things off. I mean, you know, so after God told me this. But if it's going against His Word, then it wasn't God. It wasn't
exactly.
God. That's not God. You know,
right?
It's another way of checking balance.
Because because the Scripture said all Scripture is good for edification, mm-hmm. reproof. Mm-hmm. Reproof means when you proofread something, you check it off.
You check it off. See what you find all the boo-boos. Right. If you're doing it right, you should catch some boo-boos. Well, I didn't see that. You know,
you check something. Yeah. Okay, I think I should do this. Well, no, it don't. There's a scripture in the Bible that says a hasty inheritance. Mm-hmm. It talks about a hasty inheritance. Mm-hmm. It means not to try to get rich too fast.
Right,
you know what
I'm
saying?
Right.
God hates that.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm trying to get and do all these get rich quick schemes,
mm-hmm.
and I wonder why God's not blessing it.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to bless it because he doesn't like a hasty inheritance.
Right.
He doesn't want you to go out and get rich quick things.
Right.
And he wants you to work at it and get better at it and learn how to do it. You know, there's a lot of scriptures that talks about nothing about learning how to do things.
Right. That's true. And like I said, we're talking about prayer. So if you do a daily prayer life.
Exactly.
And you do it.
Right.
And it build your confidence. And then, and then also faith. That's going to build your faith.
Exactly.
Because you're reading the Word, and the faith comes by hearing the Word of God.
If you're hearing
the Word of God.
That's prayer.
That's prayer.
Pretty
so
much.
It kind of goes both ways, you know? Being in God's Word and studying it and in prayer, it weaves together where you almost can't tell.
Yeah, well, exactly. When you the Psalms, you can pray the Psalms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can actually pray the whole scripture. There's a lot of scriptures when you're in your prayer life, you just say that scripture right now.
Right.
Well, I should be praying those scriptures.
Right.
Because
that's the best way to
you know, that's the best way to, you know, if you look at it and you look at Abraham, what Abraham did. Abraham said, God, he prayed God's own words back to him.
Right.
He
right.
said, yeah. God, what is it going to look like on you?
Right.
You said this.
Uh-huh.
You said this. And Moses, and they all said this. You know, when they interceded, they gave God his word back. And because God would not break his word.
Right. True.
He followed his word.
You know, and the thing is it goes down back to the Word, and you spend so much time in the Word and prayer, which you know about God. You know what it makes him tick. You know everything about God.
And you know you learn what to pray and not to pray.
That's true.
It don't appear to pray. Exactly. It's not going to go his will.
And this can happen too. We could both now we separate in our house, live in our little prayer closet, so you don't know what's going on between us. But you could pray, and I could pray for the same thing.
Exactly.
And then God says, for whatever reasons, because he says, we ask for the same thing, but for some reason he don't give it to me. It's in his timing, right?
Right.
Whatever reason, maybe I'm not mature enough. Maybe he knows it's gonna hurt me or not, so he ain't gonna give it to me right away. But he might give it to you
right off the bat.
You ready? You ready for it?
That's because God knows the heart.
Yes, exactly. I was gonna bring that up. That it's all about a heart thing. Going to prayer is just some God. You know. I'm glad you said that because. There's a lot of people that because they're educated, maybe they went to college, they can say all these fancy in prayer. They can say all these fancy words, you know, words I can't even pronounce. I don't even know what they mean. But they all, you know, but God don't care what you're saying. It's your heart. It's your heart. When you go to God, it's all about the heart.
You know, there was a scripture in the Bible that talks about how the religious Pharisee or publican or whatever it was,
right?
And he said that he went, thank God I'm not like one of all these sinners out there. And he was lifting himself up and everything. And then he had this tax collector that went. I think it was the tax collector, and he said that he wouldn't even lift up his head to God.
Right.
And he said, God, forgive me. I'm just a dirty rotten man. I'm no good and everything. You know and everything. And Jesus said that the tax collector went home forgiven. But didn't say that about the other guy, because God could see his heart, his true repentance in his heart and everything. And that's the thing about God. God, you know, we see things, and I'm like, why they got this? Why they got that? Why this and that? And but God sees their heart. Mm-hmm. We only see the things on the outside.
True.
We don't see what they do in secret. We don't see what they're doing. You know, like a lot of people are just extremely blessed.
Right.
And you're like, how can they be so blessed? They're so wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, why they got so much? But the thing about it is like we were saying that thing. They operate in the principles.
Mm-hmm.
And because they operate in the principles, God's word doesn't come back void. Yeah. And the same way with prayer. If we're operating in the prayer principles, praying, speaking to God, having a relationship with God, relating to him, and doing that in our own lives, it's going to come back.
Amen.
And it's going to come back good. Because we can have that confidence in knowing that if we ask the thing, that we're not asking amiss.
Yes,
and number two is, you got to ask.
Right, you got to ask.
You got to say something. You see, know what I'm saying?
Because there is a place when you go to God in prayer to ask, to give a request. There is
ask.
A place in prayer because you got to ask. But prayer is much more than that. That relationship is much more than that. I mean, it's going back to the heart. You got to be thankful. You got to go, when you get to go, like Psalms 104 says that you enter God's gates with thanksgiving and you enter his courts with praise and you thank God and you bless his name.
Exactly.
So he knows your heart. So he knows you just coming to him to get something, right?
Right.
No, it's got to be, he wants to do that, but it's got to be more than that. You got to have the heart where I'm thankful, God. I'm thankful, and I just want to come and spend time with you. You, God.
Exactly.
You, Almighty God, the creator of everything, but you're also my Heavenly Father.
Right.
And that's a relationship that you got to work on and process. Every time you go, you build on it, you know?
Yeah, and when you're young, you're a new Christian, you need a lot of stuff, you're probably going to ask for a lot of things.
Yeah.
But you should eventually devolve to the point where you get past that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, like somebody that's been saved for, you know, he's like 80 or something, he's been saving his whole, all his life, and he's still going to God, saying, hey, I want this, I want that.
Yeah.
You know, God's not like a buffet, you know?
I want this,
I want some of that,
and
I want some of that.
Don't get me wrong, you should be still asking for things.
God wants
to come to ask for it and everything. But like you said, in thanksgiving. Answer his course. It should be like a sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
You got to worship God too. You got to. It's a place to worship God and give him thanks.
Yeah.
You know? And first, before you even start, every time you go to God, you ask God, forgive me of my sins. You ask the Holy Spirit to show you if I sin against God, against another person, against myself. Holy Spirit, show me. And you confess those sins.
You know,
and you're forgiven. You're forgiven. Then you, you know.
Hey, you know how I think about it? I think about it like a prayer sandwich. Okay?
Well, yeah.
You put a piece of bread on top. Uh-huh. Then you got a piece of cheese. Uh-huh. Then you got a piece of meat. Then you got another piece of bread. Yeah. You know, so first you go there with praise and thanksgiving. Uh-huh. And then you put a little sweet cheese. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, you sing a little song or two. Then you ask God for what you want. That's your meat.
Yeah,
and then you finish it off with a little bit of prayer and thanksgiving again. The bread on the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Make a prayer sandwich.
The
prayer is when you ask what you need. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Right?
That you slide that in there.
So in other words, when you go do this, make this thing, you just don't come up and say, where's the beef? Where's the beef? No, you got to do all other stuff. You got to have the bread, the lettuce, the tomatoes.
Because you know the truth about it is the reason why you're really going there is for the meat. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to ask God.
God knows that.
And God knows that.
He said, well, where's the meat? I said, well, that's the only thing you come for.
Yeah, but the thing about it is you don't just go ask God for who eats just a piece of meat.
Yeah.
You sit down, you know, you when you want a sandwich, you want a sandwich. You want everything on it. You know what I'm saying? You might eat the meat just once or twice.
You got to be grateful, too.
You're going to be back.
You got to be grateful, too, because he might give you the meat, all right? But then but.
There's no bread.
You have everything, but the meat is so. What? I want a double stack of it. I want a triple stack of meat, man. You know, you got to be grateful what God gives you.
Well, sometimes you don't need that much meat.
No. But I mean, you got to be grateful, man. You don't look at that sandwich and say, man, why so small? I'm a big person, man. I got to eat more than that. You got to be thankful what God gives you,
exactly,
man.
Exactly. More. But the thing about it is, when you meet, the bread's always bigger.
Yeah.
The bread's the biggest part of the sandwich.
If I knew you were going to talk about that, I'd have brought me a sandwich. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The bread's always the biggest part. The meat's the little thin part in the middle.
Yeah,
and the cheese, and you slide a little praise and thanksgiving.
And my cheese would have no hole in it. I'd have a lot of my cheese is solid, man. Yeah. Oh yeah, boy. And I'd have a meal fit for a king.
Yes, you want a lot of meat on it. You ask for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Praise God. Okay, let's go on to the next scripture. John 14:13-14, it says, and I will do whatever you ask me in my name, okay? It says, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father, all right? You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it, okay?
Right.
You know, because it brings glory to God.
Exactly.
You know? I try to go with a clean, good, first I ask forgiveness so my heart will be clean and pure. I go to God. You know, and I asked him that, what's my point? It's about my heart, though. I'll come back to it. You got something to say?
Well, you know, I was thinking, don't quote me if I get this wrong, but one of the names of God is Jehovah Natan.
Yeah.
And is the God who gives.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you see, that's God's character. God's character. God who gives.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He gave a son.
Yeah, because...
He gave his life. He gives to us a lot and everything. But the thing about it is... When you ask according to his will and his name,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So everything in his will, like we said earlier, everything you're asking, mm-hmm. he wants to give.
Right, yeah.
He's a loving God. He wants to give. He's good. He's a good God. Mm-hmm. And that's what he wants to do. But it's got to line up.
Right, it's got to line up, yeah. Yeah, what I was thinking about, after I get my heart clean, I ask God, it says, look, all day, I want to give you whatever I do. My motive to doing it is to glorify you, Father.
Exactly.
If I don't glorify you, I don't want to do it.
Come on.
I ask the Holy Spirit to guide me, help in there. You know, that's my whole motive for doing anything is to glorify God, Father.
Right.
Now my goal for that day is to be like Jesus.
Wow. Come
and
on.
I pray that, and I pray to be like Jesus. Okay. You know, because I want to think like Jesus, I want to speak like Jesus, and I want to do things like Jesus, okay, you know? So, but you have to know the word. You have to have that relationship with God, you know, not just be saved. I mean, saved is very important. That's the beginning. That you got to be saved, you know, but you need that relationship. Cuz I mean, you know, if the guy was set up just the way, and it's not like this, y'all. I'm just saying for example. If you get saved and then 2-3 minutes later you die, well, you wouldn't need to know all this because you're going to heaven because you got saved. You wouldn't need all this, but we don't do that. I mean, very few people that happens, but most people, you get saved and you got to live your life out.
Right.
And what you're doing daily, you got to crucify your flesh.
Right.
You got to nail your flesh to that cross. You know?
Well, and that's what prayer do. Prayer does that. Yeah. Because prayer put, when you love somebody, you know, like I love my wife, okay?
Yes.
For the most part. Anyway. No, I'm joking.
Blah, blah.
I love my wife.
I see a frying pan coming now. You better learn how to duck fast.
No, I'm just joking, guys. I'm just joking.
You better say she's joking.
I'm joking. But I love my wife. And loving her, I learned to put her wheels above my wheels sometimes. Things that she wants about my own thing. You know, because if I don't do that, I'm not never going to have no relationship with my wife.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? No, not no good
one. Because it's not gonna prosper. You eventually just gonna fall apart, and that's a lot. You know, I tell it to my kids all the time. I said you can't always win every battle. You gotta be willing to lose some of the battles. You know what I'm saying? And so what I do, I major in the majors and I minor in the minors. If it's not a major thing, I don't want to worry about arguing about it. But it's the same way with God. When we go to God, we need that relationship with God. In order to have that relationship, God, we have to put God's will above our own will.
Right.
And that means we got to crucify that flesh, like
you
say.
Right,
okay,
right.
You know what? I'm not going to do this today because this is not what God wants for me.
Right.
And I have to trust what he wants is better than what I want, even though I don't see that now.
Right.
Because a lot of times, you see people, see people in the world, they're at the honky-tonks dancing and having a good time,
enjoying themselves,
then you see all the good, but you don't see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're man, God, why is it the Christians look like they're just so depressed all the time, and the heathen just look like they're so happy and blessed all the time? But the thing about it is an image that the enemy puts out there to make it look like sin is better. Because the Bible says that sin is pleasurable for a season.
Yeah, for a season.
And for a season is good. Mm-hmm. But God's way is always good and is forever.
Mm-hmm.
But he brings us from a point where we're at, but into a point where he wants us to be at. But the only way we can get there is through that prayer life. Because I got to talk to him and understand what he's wanting. And I can talk to him and tell him what I'm warning, because you know there's a partnership there where you got to be in line with God, but God is also in partnership with you.
Right.
That means God wants to be in line with you too.
Right.
He wants to help you accomplish your goals in life because he knows that you're human. You got things you want to do, and he wants to partner with that. If you want to be blessed, he wants you to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a owner of a company one day, he wants you to be the owner of the company.
Right, right.
But he wants you to do it the right way.
That's right, right.
He wants you to do it the right way. And the only way you can do that is through that prayer life where I'm talking back and forth. And then sometimes that means taking, and sometimes that means giving.
Right.
And it's a partnership back and forth.
Our relationship with God is supposed to be number one.
You know? Right.
And that relationship, before anything, that relationship comes first. And then when you do what you're saying, and we've been talking about, you get that strong relation, okay? Then you take that same relation and you bring it down to your spouse. You know?
Come on, exactly.
I mean, daily, I surrender myself, to God. You know?
Exactly.
Daily, I do that, okay? And I do my part on that end, and he does what he says he's going to do in his word, okay? So it should be two lovers coming together, what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then you take that down to your spouse. Well, I suppose, I'm just saying, well, I will have a wife in another week, but a wife, I have to just surrender to her and serve her.
Right.
And she's supposed to surrender and serve me.
Exactly. You know? Both ways. Exactly.
Right. And then that grows because you have God. That's God and you got Christ in it, and it grows and you got that strong relationship like you got with God.
Exactly. You got to go both ways and everything.
So after God's relationship, the next one would be your spouse. If you're married, it'd be your spouse.
Right.
You know? And then it goes down to your kids.
Exactly.
And if you don't have kids, it will go to your rest of your family.
Exactly. It goes both ways. And by doing that, you get in a relationship where you know God's character.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you know God's character so well that you don't even, you quit asking as much because you know he's got it already taken care of.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you only focus on your you should always go to God in prayer and ask him for everything you need.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I need something, I say, look, I don't need to ask the stores. I don't need to ask people. God, just ask God. Mm-hmm. And you know he's going to provide it one way or another. You know what I'm saying? But it's more than just asking for your needs. Like you said, you got to talk. Just talk to him. Have a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, all right. Let's see. I got a little bit left here to share. It says, you know, we pour out, you know, our heart to God. I got a few steps, all right? And so when you come to God, you're pouring out your heart to him, okay?
Right.
All right? But you got to be honest, and you got to be open to God.
Right.
You can't try to hide something from God. He knows. You can't hide from God, okay? And he knows, okay? So you got to be honest with God, okay? And then you can pray, present your request, okay? All right? And the thing is, God knows what is best, and he will not grant it if it's not his will for you. And again, I'm going back.
Right.
At the time, it might be for you, but it might not be for me.
Exactly.
You know, and there's a reason, okay? Now, in time, you know, if I do the right things I got to do, I can receive it too, you know?
Exactly.
So it's not that God said you can't have it. It's just, you know, it's in God's time, you know?
Exactly.
You know? So we are to express our love, our gratitude, and worship to God. You know, it's all part of prayers, you know? And God, like I said, we said this early, God is more interested in your heart than fancy words.
Exactly.
You know? Because God knows if you're real or not. That's exactly. You know what I mean? And you can't be a phony.
And but I think the best way to describe interested in your heart is just talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Just
have him.
It's like you talk to anybody else, you talk to God the same way.
Yeah, yeah. People pray different ways, but I like to pray the Lord's Prayer, okay? All right?
Right.
Now, I'm not talking about... You can take the Lord's Prayer and you can read it. Well, yeah, but I'm just saying that some people can just read it in 30 seconds, you finished, okay?
Right.
Well, unless you know what each one of those mean and you just study in it, then I don't think it's that effective because you're just parting that little, you know what I mean?
Right.
You got to know
it's better than praying nothing.
Well, yeah, I got you. That's true.
But at least it's a step, but it's better if you break it down.
Yeah.
Like you say, our Father.
Yeah.
You say, God, you're my Father. You're my Heavenly Father who I love.
Right.
And you start working off of that. Right. And you each little sentence, you break it down, every little thing.
Because the Lord's Prayer is sort of like a God, you know?
Exactly.
And each like you said, our Father who art in heaven. That's one area that you got so much about.
And then you can even break that down even more.
You can.
You just do our Father and then break it down. Then who art in heaven.
Yes.
And then hallowed be thy name. You can break every three words down.
Exactly what I do. I get up early in the morning.
It can take almost 2 hours to pray.
What I was getting ready to say. I'm saying, I don't want to, you know, sell them both or nothing. But if you're going to do it, I like to take my time. And if you do all this, it takes some time.
Yeah.
But also that you should be praying continue. A lot of stuff I can continue praying on the days go on.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you don't have to all knock it out that 1 or 2 hours.
Right.
You can bring it with you during the day. Because you can be praying in tongues under you know, you're not saying that, but in your mind, you know, or you could be doing some prayers.
I had a bookmarker that TBN sent me, and I lost it. I don't know what happened to it. I think my wife washed it because I used to keep it in my pocket all the time, and so it got destroyed.
Right.
But it had all the names of God on it, like 10 names of God, 10, 20 names of God on it.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And I would take that bookmarker and I would pull it out during the... I don't do it no more because I don't have the bookmarker no more. I wish I still had it. But I would pull out one name and I start pray that name. And when I say that name, I would say everything that relates to that name. It said like I said, Jehovah Natan, the God who gives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it said, and then I would go, Lord, you're the God who gives. You gave me your only son. You gave me that. And then I would keep saying that. And then I would go, Jehovah Jireh. Go, Lord God, you're God, my provider.
That's right.
And then I would just work off of that. Before you know it, you got 20 names. It would take you 2 hours to play 20 names.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then you just pull it out. I had to keep it in my pocket because I would forget where I was because I would start doing something else. And then I have to come back. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I remember I was on this one. You know what I'm saying?
When it comes to the name of God, that's why we need to be in the Word, because there's so many names of God, and they all mean something.
Exactly.
You know? And it all relates to you. So, and then you got Jesus. Jesus got a bunch of names, too, in the Bible, and it all means something.
But you know what? I could see the difference in my life when I was praying that kind of prayer.
Right.
Because it seemed like everything just flowed.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Everything just flowed. And there was less resistance.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's when the enemy, you know, before we close up, because we're fixing to close up in a few minutes.
Close,
Before we close, that's where the enemy comes in.
Mm-hmm.
When your prayer life is weak.
Yeah, oh yeah. When or you were, don't when do you, it consistently.
Right, when you got a weak prayer life and you're not talking to God and everything, he said your arm is weak. And then when his arm is weak, that's when he's going to try to penetrate. He's going to try to come in. When you get in the and you know, you can be doing everything right. And everything can be going right and have a weak prayer life. And actually, that's most of the time, that's when the prayer life is going to get the weakest, when everything is going right, because you ain't praying, because you don't got no reason to pray.
Sometimes I think that's why God don't leave us on the mountaintop. Because we're not going to do anything no more.
You're not doing that no more. You're going to be on the mountain when you get to heaven.
So he lets you go through those valleys. Let you go through those valleys. So hey. You remember me? You remember me? You're in that valley. You remember me?
Yeah. I already got a way to look up. Can't look down no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I want to finish this one saying before we can close. It's a dialogue between lovers, God and man.
Ooh, that's good.
You know, that's what prayer is. And that's how it ought to become. It's a dialogue between two lovers, God and man. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. I got to remember that. I'm going to have to write that down.
I'm going to leave that with you. That's going to close with that.
Man, you know what, guys? You know, you got to, when you get to know God and you get to know his nature and you get to know who he really is, prayer comes easily.
Amen.
You know what I mean? But sometimes you're not there yet. And you know, I find sometimes I'm there and sometimes I'm not there.
Right.
Sometimes I'm praying a lot. Sometimes I'm not praying at all. Cause it's just life comes up and it happens. You know what I'm saying? But it always pulls you back to it. And you don't want to have to go back because you have to.
Right.
You need to try to stay in a position where you always praying, that way you're always comfortable with God.
Amen.
So if that's you out there and you haven't been praying like you should, and you feel like, you know, I just get busy and I want to pray, but I just get busy. And I want to pray for you, you know, that God would open up some time for you, not through a hard way, but just through peace and love. So, Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for everybody out there, Lord God, that you would give them special time, Lord God, when they're praying with you, Lord God, that they would feel the love and the grace, Lord God, that they would just draw them in, Lord God. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.